from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas off of Lemon. And remember, if you're like, oh, man, I wish I could make it. I might not be there in time. The G-Bag Nation is going to be doing their show here as well to shout out to them. And then from the 817, Corey, the odd negative shout out. Hey, bros, can you give this shout out? I got my little brother, Danny, to tune in. And I want to shout him out because we had our first day of league bowling on Tuesday. And he ruined my perfect 300 by making me miss one shot. I ended with all strikes except for that frame. And Danny, your brother will never forgive you.
How did he make you miss? What did he do? Did he push you or like what happened?
Will he?
I don't know. When you're in that zone, did he talk to you instead of letting you go sit quietly on the bench, you know?
That's interesting. I'm not sure.
I want to know more about this situation.
All right. Let's follow up, 817. And right now, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much. Let's turn our attention now to DallasCowboys.com. Kyle Yeomans, who joins us every Friday. I really appreciate that. Kyle, how's it going today, man?
I'm good, guys. How are you on what has actually turned into like a beautiful weekend weather-wise? I feel like there's no excuse for the Tolos to get out there to Buffalo Wild Wings today, right?
No, no excuse at all, and they've been showing up, and it's been phenomenal. We really appreciate them being here. Actually, I think I'm going to give away a Cowboys hat in just a moment.
Ooh,
Kevin.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Kyle, I just recently learned that it costs, let's say, about $20 million to get in NIL money to get a good program running. How do you think we can do that with UNT? Can we raise around $20 million a year for our football program?
What are you talking about? North Texas is already an efficient program. They're 1-0. They put up 56 points last week behind transfer quarterback Chandler Morris, and they had 230 yards from Damon Ward Jr., the warden at wide receiver. They've already got that thing cooking. They don't need our help.
There you go.
What are you talking about? I'm wearing North Texas gear right now, actually. I'm already supporting the Mean Green going into the weekend.
That is, Kevin, by the way, my son Carter wants to go to a game. I said, UNT, all right for you? And he was like, yes, let's go.
Okay,
do it.
He's
all about that.
Now, Kyle, you put up something, statistics to know for this game, on DallasCowboys.com. And I think, I can't remember if it was the very first one or in the first couple of slides. I thought it was the statistic that encapsulates all arguments pro and con with Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott has a 73-41 regular season record. Since 2016, when Dak came into the league, only Brady and Mahomes have won more games. But both of those quarterbacks also won 3 Super Bowls each during that run. Does that stat right there encapsulate the love and frustration that comes along with Dak Prescott?
I think you have it spot on. Because 73 wins in the regular season, that's not easy to do. I mean, Lamar Jackson hasn't done that. Aaron Rodgers, since 2016, hasn't even done that. Only Mahomes and Brady. Mahomes has 74. So when he has one, only has one more win since 2016. Now Mahomes did come in a little bit later into the league than Dak. So keep that in mind. Brady was there all the way through, and he has 79 wins. So just six more than what Dak has. So, I mean, yes, it's a stat that I think when you look at it in context, he wins a lot in the regular season. But when you add the outside context of the regular season, that's where the crucial miscue is from Dak. And sometimes it hasn't been his fault. I mean, there have been times where he's played well in the postseason and he's put his team in position to win. And either outside factors or the defense or coaching decisions, it depends on what it may be, hasn't played in factor. You can't put it all on Dak. And I think that's part of what
I agree with
Brandon
that.
Cooks
yeah.
was saying. That's part of what Brandon Cooks was saying through the week, right? Is he's a good quarterback, if not even a borderline great quarterback. But great quarterbacks are remembered for what they do in January and February, and Dak just hasn't had that same success as some of those other guys have. If he gets to that point, maybe even once in his career, let's say he goes on one run, I think it's a completely different conversation because there's a lot of quarterbacks around the league that have not had a Super Bowl appearance and not had a chance at an NFC or an AFC championship game and don't get criticized at the same level as Dak Prescott does. One of them is your reigning MVP award winner. He's never been to a Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson.
He did make it to an AFC championship game.
Exactly. But that's part of it, though. Teams and players don't get penalized the same way that Dak Prescott does for not making it to a Super Bowl, despite what he's done throughout his career. I think it's both, like you said, the infatuation of how good he is as a quarterback, but also the frustration of what's happened in the postseason.
I agree with you on many quarterbacks. I don't agree with you about Lamar Jackson. I think Lamar Jackson gets dumped on just as much, if not more so, than Dak. We just might not hear it as much because we're not in Dallas. I feel like people dump on Lamar Jackson and say he's not even a real quarterback, like, all the time.
I agree with you in the fact that we're around Dallas and we hear Dak in that conversation a whole lot more. But from a national standpoint, unless the Ravens have played in a primetime game or against a capable team, like the conversation is today after losing last night in the way that they did against the Chiefs, I think, yes, that's going to lead off these national shows. It could be the middle of May, the middle of June, and these national shows, the national pundits are looking at Dak Prescott and looking at his situation and his lack of success. I mean, it doesn't matter what time of year it is. Dak is still receiving criticism and or praise one way or the other.
But that's a byproduct of just being the Cowboys quarterback, right? Like, that's
agreed,
not...
But okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Yeah, no.
Go for it.
sorry, my bad, Kyle. I was just going to say, I felt like Romo got the exact same thing. I don't think that's just because it's Dak. I just think that's because of the team that he plays for. And, like, nationwide, nobody gives a crap about the Ravens compared to the Cowboys.
Agreed. But, again, it comes with the territory, and Dak talks about that all the time. I mean, he even mentioned it yesterday. Part of his motivation of wanting to get a long-term deal done and being in Dallas is he wants to be that guy to end the streak. So, yes, anytime you're a quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, you will receive more criticism than, say, the quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson has earned the criticism just as much as he's earned the praise because of how good he is at playing quarterback.
Sure,
But as long as you're not making it to the Super Bowl, you will have some level of criticism. And right now, Dak hasn't made it to a Super Bowl or a championship game, so I think he is a little bit more criticized than the reigning MVP and a guy who's won the MVP award previously in Lamar Jackson. Dak doesn't even have that to fall back on, so I think that criticism might be a little bit stronger.
I know last year, Kyle, there was it was kind of a distraction because I was there and I saw how it all happened, but it turned into a bigger deal when Trayvon Diggs kind of said some things to Dak at a practice in Oxnard, and everybody was like, oh, my gosh, see, nobody respects him there. But then I listened to Brandon Cooks this week, and he just went on about, you know, about how much they love him. But also he was talking about how personal they take it whenever they hear these bad things said about him. And then I hear Tyler Smith talking about how, you know, he's the last one there, all the things that nobody gets to see that he does. Can you talk a little bit about the like the respect he does have in the locker room? And if that, if I'm right or wrong, like that loyalty is there and it isn't going to be cracked.
Yeah, it is there. And I don't think it matters what happens with this contract dispute, whether it happens, whether a deal comes to fruition between now and Sunday or now and the end of the year, whenever it ends up happening, the respect that for Dak is so high within the building and within the locker room that I just really don't think it'll ever shift. They love Dak here. And Brandon Cooks, I thought, did a great job of illustrating that because he's been around some great quarterbacks. Think about how many of the teams and how many of the guys he's had throwing him the football in the past, and his words were very, I think they carry a lot more weight. And you bringing up that Trayvon Diggs incident, for one, I forgot that it even happened. I mean, that was the beginning of training camp last year, so it was so long ago. But I actually thought that incident was a pretty good indicator.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Indicator of how this team feels about Dak is they see him as a leader, but they also see him as the standard. And so if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best, right? And Trayvon Diggs is going to talk all sorts of mess whenever he's going up against Dak Prescott, just as he would as he's going up against Patrick Mahomes, or he's going up against Jalen Hurts, or he's going up against these other guys that are on their schedule throughout the rest of the year. I think that's just the way that Trayvon Diggs plays football. So you fast forward here to 2024, and the respect is even more, maybe even higher than it was going into last training camp, going into last year, because of what Dak did from an X's and O's standpoint, from a success standpoint, and the fact that he is the unquestioned leader on this team and on this in this building going into year number 9 in the NFL. I just don't think there's any waver in the respect that he has here.
What would you suspect would be the balance of passes to runs in this game against Cleveland this weekend, and maybe even throughout the season? Because I feel like maybe we're way off on the running back on this show specifically, but I feel like it's going to be more in the hands of Dak than even before.
No, I'm right there with you guys. Oh. If there was one area of this team that I'm concerned about, it would be the run game. I'm concerned about it, not only because I just don't know if they have that home run hitter as a running back and as a ball carrier. Because you had that with Tony Pollard. You had that with the early days of Zeke. I mean, you may have it with Rico Dowdle, but we've seen what Zeke is and has been the last 3 years. Unless he sees a miraculous increase in his game over just one offseason and a return to Dallas, which I just think is unlikely to expect. I just don't know if we have that. Now, Rico Dowdle could certainly surprise. Deuce Vaughn could certainly surprise. There are things that can happen that change your thought process with this team and how they handle the run game. But they're also running behind an offensive line that has two rookies up front. And no matter how good Tyler Guyton and Cooper Beebe are in preseason games and in training camp, it's different whenever you're playing against NFL teams and NFL starters when it matters the most. And that's exactly what they're going to do this week against one of the best defensive line and especially defensive linemen in all of football in the Cleveland Browns and Myles Garrett. So I'm concerned about the run game. And so I think if that's the case, this is one of the best passing attacks, if not the best passing attack in football based off of their numbers last year. I would say it's 70-30, maybe 75-25%. They're going to throw this ball around a lot. And I wouldn't be shocked if the Cowboys, if we look at the box score on Monday and we're seeing under 100 yards rushing, couple of touchdowns, because I think their short yardage game can certainly be a factor. But I don't expect this run game to really turn any heads in week one, and hopefully it gets better as the year goes on.
Excellent stuff. As always, Kyle, do you have a prediction for us?
Yeah, I think Dallas gets it done in a gritty football game. I'm going to say a couple turnovers are the difference. This is a Cleveland team that led the league last year in turning the football over. Dallas was 11-0 last year when they won the turnover margin. I think they will win the turnover margin on Sunday. So give me the Cowboys 20-17 is what I think is going to happen.
I like it. Thank you very much, good sir.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Talk to you again next week. Go Mean Green against SFA this weekend.
That's what I'm talking about. I love it. Bye, Kyle. There he goes, Kevin. Kyle Yeomans.
I like Kyle.
He's a good kid, man. He's a good kid. He's got triplets. I don't know if you know about that or
doesn't
not.
Doesn't he have triple Emmys, too?
He triple Emmys, triplets. Everything he does is in threes, man.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, besides Cowboys Browns, what football game are you most interested in this weekend? Plus, Masterpiece of the Week. It is a jam-packed segment. It's coming at you next, live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas, off of Lemon on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas off of Lemon. Remember, you can still stop by if you want to register to win those Dallas Cowboys tickets for the home opener. And remember, G-Bag will be doing their show here after us as well. Now, we'll get to Masterpiece of the Week in just a few minutes. But besides Cowboys Browns, what football game are you most interested in this weekend at the college level? Probably not surprising because we've seen a lot of partisan fans here today. It feels like it's got to be Texas and Michigan.
What does partisan mean?
Like really rooted towards one side.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a significant game.
That's the best game of the college slate, I think.
I know Holland texted us about that and was like, hey, we're looking forward to this one, right?
Is he in Ann Arbor?
Yeah. He's up there.
And then he's going to Cleveland?
And then he's going to the Cleveland game. So, yeah. So he's very excited about this weekend. I think that's one that I'll sit down and watch. You know,
okay.
Like that's definitely one I'm going to say, all right, let's do this one. Carter, it's time to watch this game.
I'll be at the Dallas Card Show trying to sell cards.
By the way,
Mike cards.
Kyle, who runs the Dallas Card Show, wanted everybody to know that Taylor Swift, Dak Prescott, Roger Staubach have all been invited.
Oh, so, wow, nice.
You know, that's nice.
We invite those people every year to Peace-a-thon,
absolutely.
Too. They haven't shown up yet. They will at some point.
Peace-thon
2024 is coming up soon.
Already got some good stuff going for that. From the 972, I know on paper it's a dud, but Bears and Titans I think is a great noon game. I actually put that on my list for consideration because it's two young quarterbacks that you're more intrigued to, like, see what you got. Kayla, let me see what you got. Levis, let me see what you got. And so I understand that mindset.
I am interested in that game because on my fantasy team, I have Caleb Williams as my quarterback.
Oh.
And I do have Rome Odunze. And since T. Higgins has the hamstring injury, I might have to start Rome. So that is I'm going to roam if I want to. You know what I mean?
Roam around the world?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see Russell Wilson said he hopes to play on Sunday?
And so does the team he's playing against. Right?
That is true.
Yeah, we hope Russell Wilson plays.
We'd love to see that because then it'll be a very low-scoring game on your side.
Pittsburgh is playing.
They're playing the Falcons.
Yeah, the Falcons are really hoping Russell Wilson's healthy.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins would love to get out to a running start here.
Here's my game.
All right, okay. Tell me about it.
I do think these are two good teams, and I understand the disagreement. The Dolphins are favored by 3.5 hosting the Jaguars.
Florida teams right there, Kevin.
So, obviously, the game that I am also very interested in is a Monday night game, so it doesn't count for a weekend game.
I'm interested in that one as well. I mean,
I counted tonight's game. Can that count? Tonight's part of the weekend.
It is.
Nobody's
going
to watch it.
Because really, the best game was yesterday.
Yes.
Of the whole first week. But it's already over.
Stuff, yeah. No, that was a really good one.
So I look at Jaguars, Dolphins, and I hope on CBS that's the game they play on my television.
Because you're not moving from channel.
No, and I don't have a I forgot. I don't even have anything this weekend.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
DirecTV went off. This morning I turned on DirecTV and it's gone.
What are you going to do?
Just get YouTube.
I don't know. To be honest, I'm on the Rangers road trip this week.
That's true.
And then the next week I'm here. And the next week I'm on the Rangers road trip. Then the next week I'm here. Then the next week I'm in Italy. So I'm like, I don't really have to make that decision quickly.
That's not Rangers.
I know. I've never been to Italy.
So hold on. What if the
I've never been overseas.
What if the Rangers go to the playoffs? Mike, you're just going to skip the Rangers playoffs?
There's nothing I can do. It's over.
For Italy?
They're on national TV. They're not on local TV.
But you can't watch it in Italy?
No.
Wow. What kind of Rangers fan is
I think you can. I'm assuming they have televised baseball games in Italy for the playoffs.
Let's say this was last year. And you didn't leave until after they made the ALCS.
That would just
stink. What would you do then? Would you be like,
I don't have to find a place to watch.
Yeah.
We have to find a way.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Kevin, we've been kind of on this for a while. It's Texans hosting the Colts. Two electric quarterbacks, one that's really good, one that's like you got to – we're still trying to figure him out, but he does things that you just go, wow. And I think you're going to see a couple of wow moments. Also, Michael Pittman
and
is
the Texans are on the road in that game.
Oh, they are? Okay, yeah.
I believe.
Yep, yeah, they are. Sorry, I just scrolled up on that. But that's Michael Pittman's receiver that I think very highly of. He's on both of my fantasy teams, too. I drafted him in one, and the computer gave him to me in the other. I like Michael Pittman a lot, and I think that's going to be a very fun game to watch.
From the 806, Texas Tech against Washington State on the college side. On the pro side, I was going to throw out tonight. The game in Brazil, the Packers and the Eagles, I think is really interesting. And then I'm really intrigued by Rams-Lions because this feels like a game of – you know, who's gonna emerge to the top of the NFC where it feels a little bit more open outside of San Francisco? It looks like the Lions are ready to be at the top and maybe stay for a while. But then I know the Rams have raised expectations again this year. So I'm pretty interested in that game.
Yeah, and you know, you still have that storyline of Matt Stafford and the Detroit Lions, right?
Is that
Jared
still
Goff
going?
And the Rams. I mean, it's still got to exist. Like, they still have. Do you think they have some bitterness still towards their former team?
Not Matthew Stafford. He won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and he got to leave Detroit.
Yeah.
So. I have a stupid question based off of that Texas Tech game. Is Washington State in a conference, or are they, like, independent right now?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to it. Kevin, you're our college
surely
football blowhard.
Surely they're in a command. Carter is going to kill me for not knowing this answer offhand. I'm sorry. I do not know.
No, I'm sorry. I don't think anybody does know what happened to Washington State.
Yeah.
Like, they just got left out, right?
I think they are still technically.
The West Coast Conference.
Okay, the West Coast.
So right. Oregon State, Washington State officially became members of the West Coast Conference this year.
Okay.
Now, do I know any other teams?
No. It has here Pac-12, Oregon State and Washington State on ESPN.
Just the two?
Just the two. Look at my computer. I'm not joking. Pac-12.
That is super weird.
Yeah,
two teams.
Yeah, this is one of those things we should.
So they just play a game, and whoever wins is the conference champ and makes this 12-team playoff.
I don't think they get an automatic bid then, but yeah, we will probably need to check on that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and now it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
So, boys.
Hey, Alec.
This is always so embarrassing, Alec, because we're out in public and people can see us whenever they hear these things. Like, when we're in the studio, it's like we can hide away, but now we have to answer to our statements.
Yeah, just a reminder, this is your show. This is your segment. So you did it to yourself. It's Masterpiece of the Week. We're going to revisit some of the wild, stupid, silly, odd, and sometimes terrifying things that are said on this very program. And I was just talking to Carter maybe like 30 minutes ago, I can't wait to play some of these because I know they're going over a PA speaker in a public venue. This is going to be amazing. This is going to be amazing. Kevin, you only have one that you need to be worried about, so you're kind of off the hook. I'm even going to nominate myself, which I think this is only going to happen probably once ever, so enjoy it. But I do want to start with somebody who is not on the show, but he crosstalks with you. I hope he's in the area. Zach Wolchuk. He said this a couple days ago.
Give me the poop.
Wow. Okay.
Can you play that one more time?
Give me the poop.
Okay. Wow. There you go. Okay. Yeah. Kevin, you were very caught off guard by Wolchuk there.
I was very surprised. Sometimes Wolchuk says surprising things. Chiafalo, too.
Yeah. As one does. I've worked many night shows with them.
Hey, if you're here at Buffalo Wild Wings, they're showing highlights of the Packers-Cowboys playoff game.
Stop.
The people that are overseas are on delay. So I don't know if they want to know this or not, but it's not looking good in this game.
That game's in Brazil?
No, that game is not in Brazil.
It just went to 34-10.
Stop.
I know what happens, Mike. We're going to lose.
I think that's about the time I decided I wanted to throw my phone out the window because I was listening to it driving back to Dallas.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
There's always next year.
That's now. That starts on Sunday.
Yeah, it starts
the time
Sunday.
Time is now.
Yeah. Right here on The Fan.
That's the Cowboys' motto this year.
No, it's rooted.
Rooted.
Isn't that a car insurance?
Oh, yeah. I think it's Rugnet Odor.
Nope, that is not true.
Go.
Back to you, Alec.
My favorite variety of content here sometimes is just Bassick making straight up statements.
I'm one of the dumbest people you'll ever meet, and remember that.
You said that today.
Lenny Moore.
Oh, no, that was yesterday.
That's right.
That was yesterday. Lenny Moore.
And Marshall Faulk.
There you go.
I'll remember Marshall Faulk.
Yeah.
What about Lenny Moore is going to be the tough one. I just have to remember the guy who squeezed rats to death or something.
What?
That's from Lenny from Mice and Men.
Yeah, I still didn't read that book.
Sophomore year of high school.
You know what I'm talking
about,
Duncanville guys? They tried to make us read books. We wouldn't do it.
I think he's talking about Tommy Boy.
No, what? No. Huh? Next.
Mike also talked about this.
I'd like giving it to guys.
Whoa, Mike.
Does your wife know this?
How are things at home, Mike?
I verbally talk to guys way more than I talk to girls.
Mm-hmm. So, okay.
I think Weird I verbally folks. Gave it to a guy.
What does that sound like?
With words, like talking.
Are there still those numbers that you can call and talk?
Like a sex line?
Okay, yeah. I was going to...
Well, what were you going to do? Oh, what could he be talking about?
Work my way around it a little bit. But
I can't imagine there is.
I just feel like that was the thing of the past.
I don't know.
I think that business...
And now with Tinder and all
that. By 2005, I'm assuming that
was. So you think it's been out for a while.
Yeah, I think we're... It's almost as long a drought as the Cowboys.
I had a friend who did that. Her a couple of different.
Oh, she worked for the sex.
There were like three of them.
She probably wasn't a good looking person, was she?
She was very beautiful.
Oh, okay,
but yeah, they needed some money, and so they would talk to these dudes, and it was wild. They'd sit there on speakerphone and talk with them, and I'd be sitting there going, "Oh my gosh, this is so weird."
Dial 972. Come on.
Game is game. I
you
can
have to
respect
spell it a little differently.
Okay. Corey also made a statement.
You're not pregnant, from what I know.
I can see.
Yeah.
Is that? Do you go around and tell people that?
I'm a pretty good judge of who's pregnant and who's
really?
Not.
Oh my!
And when I look at you, I don't see a pregnant woman.
How dare you?
You're welcome.
It's 2024. I can be what I want to be.
Okay.
You can say whatever you want. Doesn't mean you are.
Oh, jeez. Speaking of saying whatever you want, Kevin Hegland, have fun with this one.
Uneducated, homophobic, and racist, mouth-breathing alcoholics.
Jeez, Kevin.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
That's why you got to be careful on Tinder. That's why you just go to that sex hotline. Because you know no one is setting you up from a media corporation to have all that. So if you missed it, and we asked Jerry Jones about it earlier today, that was what a commander's vice president of content, or I guess former vice president of content, said about NFL fans before getting fired.
By the way, you did ask your question. And Sean, did he ask McCarthy why he's never on time?
I don't see it in the cuts.
Oh, wow. I didn't hear it. I listened to that whole interview. I did not hear that conversation. So
jerk.
I would maybe, you know what? Now that we did it, we got to force Sean to do it next Friday.
Yes.
We deliver.
Mike's in Italy or something.
Must be nice. We deliver here on the KNC Masterpieces.
Sorry,
sometimes.
I was thinking about doing a Sean Sharif impersonation and be like, hey, Mike. But I decided I wasn't ready for that yet.
All right. Back to you, Alex. Sorry about
that. Maybe crosstalk.
I think it'd go, Mike.
That is so rude, Mike.
Well, when he gets nervous, he
so rude.
Well, I thought we were doing. I thought you wanted us to do impressions of
Sean
Sharif.
You said let's do Sean Sharif impressions. Coming up next.
Will you guys run the ball?
Pork chops.
Good.
This is so wrong.
Okay, next question.
What do you got? All right. Sometimes we deliver here on the KNC Masterpiece, but not right pronunciations.
All right. I don't know if Richie Ashburn did test Ashburn.
It happens, man.
Like you said, burn twice.
Dude.
Ashburn.
All right. So one time I was working the fan, the what was it back in the day? The
Live 105?
No, it was the fan flashes. I was on the fan flash desk when we used to have that. And it was at nighttime during G-Bag Nation. And we were working with Texas Motor Speedway. And they had the Wild Asphalt Circus.
Uh-huh.
And I said Wild Asphalt Circus. And that got played on G-Bag of the Day for quite some time. And I think I won for like a week. It was awesome.
As you
the
should.
Wild Asphalt Circus. Yeah.
Oh, let's see. Mike with just another observation or statement, whatever.
And then they also have a foot store.
What's a foot store?
Hold on, Alec. I'm sorry. Was that part of the drop, or were you just adding that?
I'm asking. I just want to know what a foot store is. I'm very intrigued.
I forget what we were talking about.
Well, I think you meant to say shoe store, but you said foot store instead.
Yeah. They probably do have foot stores for people that lose their foot.
Like a prosthetic place?
That sounds better, I guess.
I imagine it's not called my left foot or anything like that. Like,
you know what? Maybe we should start a business.
A foot store?
Yeah.
I don't know. Man.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of people who sell it, but I feel like we just led them to the water. You know what I'm saying? Like,
uh-huh.
We're like, oh, what's a prosthetic, right? That can be a lot of different things. We just said, hey, you want a foot? .com?
People like feet.
Do you want a foot.com?
Like, hey, did you recently lose your foot or feet?
Yeah,
That's how we started. Did you recently lose a foot or your feet?
Mm-hmm.
We have the store for you.
Yeah,
we have feet.
Do you have both feet? You want a third foot? We can take care of you.
No, we ain't doing that.
Somebody might want more stability.
See, Mike,
I don't know if it gives you more stability.
Mike can make that happen pretty easily. This is a long, deep cut.
Let's just machete his feet off.
See, you've got the great business model already. But sorry, I had to dive deep for that one. That was too perfect.
I'll tell you what. I know that's a drop, and I said it. At no point do I want to cut off somebody's foot or arm or anything.
I appreciate that, Mike.
We might go to war, and I might have to be in it, but I don't want to cut anybody's limbs off.
Have you ever held a machete before?
Maybe.
My dad had one growing up. I loved that thing. I'm going to go see if he has it still.
Like, you know, we see the movies in life or death situations, but man, like, I just don't want to sword somebody to death or machete them.
That's nice.
But you might have to.
Yeah,
obviously, they got something in their hand.
Okay. Remember, you guys.
Stop it.
You guys didn't show up to work on Monday because you don't like hanging out with me, so I hosted instead.
True.
And, you know, I was going to act like this never happened, but our guy James Tritely pulled it and said, you're going to play this, so I said this.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to milk it and milk it as long as I can. That was crazy.
Oh, my gosh. I'm voting for that. That's our winner for me this week.
I am going to vote for Mike talking about how much he gives it to guys.
Where is
Look
that
at
one?
You, dirty boy.
I'd like giving it to guys.
That's my vote.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly why I said that or how I said it, but I'm going to read. I'm going to vote for Kevin. He was reading, but I'm going to vote for Kevin saying all those horrible things about NFL fans.
Uneducated, homophobic, and racist, mouth-breathing alcoholics.
Man, Kevin.
That is unfortunate.
Dude, what's really funny is we could say he said that about anybody and then play the drop.
Yeah.
And it would be really funny.
Let's offend everybody. Alec, what are you voting then?
You know what? I'm going to keep it at a tie because I'm voting for Corey's astute statement.
You're not pregnant from what I know.
I know.
It's a fact.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas, off of Lemon, let's welcome in the G-Bag Nation because they will be here at Buffalo Wild Wings as well. Let's get that crosstalk going next right here on the Fan.
Sprints in motion to the right flat. Mahomes will throw it right sideline, wide open with the catch. Xavier Worthy, 10-5, touchdown, Kansas City. Xavier Worthy, the second time in the end zone in the first game of his career. A 35-yard strike by Mahomes to the Chiefs' first-round draft pick.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas off of Lemon, and shout-outs take all forms. Here we have a napkin shout-out. Shout-out to my three little best friends, Izzy, Abby, and Harley. Just like us, they tolo. And to my grandma, Sharon McLeod, she's everything to me, and I'm truly blessed for my family. Thank you to the awesome crowd here at Buffalo Wild Wings and to you guys for weekly premium content. What a time to be alive.
Kevin, can I ask Zach and Gavin a question?
Of course.
As we start crosstalk here.
By the way, brought to you by D&M Leasing. Thank you very much to them.
Taking out the quarterbacks that were drafted, because I get that Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels most likely will win Rookie of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year, because it usually goes to quarterback. I know it's just one game, and it's only one game played in the NFL, and nobody else has played. Does Xavier Worthy look like he might be the best offensive player as a rookie in the NFL, taking out the quarterback position?
Yeah, it was a perfect fit. Like, when Xavier Worthy went off the board and went to Kansas City, I was like, oh, no, the league just made a big mistake. Nobody's going to be able to maximize his skill set the way an Andy Reid can, and they've missed that dynamic of speed and field stretching since they lost Tyreek Hill. So now you add him in. Patrick Mahomes is finally going to be able to go deep again. Xavier Worthy special, another guy that I will throw out there, and we'll see how he looks this weekend, Ladd McConkey. Former Georgia receiver. He's the number one wideout for Justin Herbert and the Chargers. I think Ladd McConkey could have a really, really special year as well.
After just one game, you got to love his chances, and I think the narrative is going to be he's going to open things up underneath again for Kelce and for Rashee Rice and, you know, all the other
That's
Chiefs playmakers. So, you know, obviously they're going to get a lot of attention, and that was a great start. Be able to get the ball on a handoff and a catch for touchdowns. Can't draw it up any better.
Were you guys disappointed at all that the toe wasn't in bounds because John Harbaugh immediately said we're going to two for two, and that meant the first game of the season was going to be won or lost on that last play?
You know, I can't help it, Hagee. I pull for the Chiefs so hard.
Okay,
I know the drama would have been great of having a 2-point conversion for the game, but you know, I think Mahomes kind of like has this Jordan like appeal where he's the GOAT. He's on an amazing team with an amazing coach. And I want to appreciate history and pull for them to be as dominant as possible. That's where my heart was.
I'm a football sicko. I wanted more football. I'm like, let's go to overtime. So if they're going to go for two, then we don't have the chance for overtime. But it would have been fun to just see how that played out. When it first happened, I thought Isaiah Likely had scored. And then we had to go back and just by a toenail, by a toe. I mean, it was like KD and that three that got taken away in the playoffs.
You know who else was rooting for more football is gamblers. Because if you had the Chiefs in that game, you're like, well, I can't win or lose by one. I need this game to go to overtime now, and hopefully you score a touchdown.
And fantasy owners like Corey, who were MF and Travis Kelce.
Yes, that is true, especially with Taylor Swift there. Are you guys excited for the game tonight then? Because I know obviously we're all hands on deck, yes, pumped about the Cowboys and the Browns Sunday. You can hear everything, including 3-hour pregame starting at 12:30 right here on 105.3 The Fan. But tonight's game is really good too.
It's the perfect primer. You got to see last night how offense should work. And you know, tonight you get to watch your biggest rival for the division possibly throw up a signal that they're Dunski. You know, I think over the last eight games last year, they showed you who they really are. And I think the nail goes in that coffin tonight in a big way. As 3-point favorites, I think Vegas has made a big mistake here on the Bird Turds.
I love it. And I know you have the segment, you know, you'll ask, hey, which game are you most excited for?
I am excited.
Outside of the Cowboys.
Yeah.
It's tonight. I want to see how does this Kellen Moore dynamic work with Filthy. And I'll say this, Green Bay is my pick to come out of the NFC. I've got Cincinnati.
Okay.
I've got Green Bay. And really, Kansas City is probably the pick to make, but just to be different.
Sure.
At some point, Joe Burrow's going to get one. I think he's just too good not to. Cincinnati's the only team that I think can dethrone Kansas City. I'll take Cincinnati over Green Bay. But I think Jordan Love and that Packers team are prime this year.
What do you find folks got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. As we continue the broadcast party here, Buffalo Wild Wings and Lemon, we have a mini helmet, two hats, a jersey, and some fair tickets to give away. Plus, you can get entered to win some Cowboy tickets from Buffalo Wild Wings. Coming up at 2:20, we have our G-Bag NFL Survivor, where we're all tasked with picking
the game. Oh, very nice.
And
yes,
if we're wrong, we will have a bet payoff next week. So
I don't wish ill will to any of y'all, but those bet payoffs are spectacular. So
we understand that.
I might be rooting against you just a little bit.
We're willing to do it. We're willing to sacrifice for the community.
Roll home with the G-Bag Nation or come out here to Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas off of Lemon to see the broadcast. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. We'll be back on Monday to talk all things Cowboys and Browns. We got Richard Sherman. We got Stephen Jones. It's going to be a packed show, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.